B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Miami wins the opening coin toss. They're actually taking the ball. They're going to receive.
Fitzpatrick on the drop, stands in, dumps it across the middle, and Balazs wasn't looking for it. The running back was supposed to be the outlet. Fitzpatrick winds up on the seat of his pants inside the five. The running back ducked under the pass.
Yeah.
He was looking
for it. I don't want it. He don't want it either.
Oh.
You take it.
He throws to the far side, caught by Gordon. This time he turns to the sideline, and he hurries out of bounds in front of Xavier Howard, who gave him too much of a cushion.
What are you doing? You're the best corner that they have. 3rd and 13, he lines up 18 yards deep. That's just dumb. Good job, Josh Gordon. Take advantage of their stupidity.
Here's a 3rd down and 5. Rosen dropping back. Again, a long ball down the left side for an open receiver. Another drop right through the hands of Preston Williams.
This is unbelievable.
And again, the Dolphin quarterback betrayed by his receivers.
He'd have been out anyway. He doesn't even know where he's at on the field.
He throws a long ball down the right sideline for Grant. Separation.
Oh,
the shoulder pads. Incomplete.
Come on.
Nearly picked off by J.C. Jackson.
It's a good throw.
He was there in his hands. Right in his hands.
Is that moving to replacements? Who was that, 88 with the white glove? This can't get any more comical.
He throws across the middle, catch by Balazs. No, he it into the hands of Collins, who runs down the right sideline. One man to beat a lineman. He runs to the 10. He beats him to the pylon. Touchdown, Patriots.
I mean, Miami can't even function at this point. They can't catch the ball. They turn it over. They're sloppy. What an embarrassment.
I'm stupid or something.
The Keystone Cops film.
Honestly, as stupid as a stupid does.
Start the clown music.
Were they all that stupid? I mean, some of them were stupid.
Just
3rd and 13, 18 yards downfield. That's good.
No, for me, yeah, that's dumb.
Good job, guys.
At least give your team a chance to compete. Like, it wasn't even contested. Like, the catch wasn't contested on 3rd and 13. How many? Didn't they convert a 3rd and 17 to Dorsett, too?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's cushions.
That zone, though, man, over the middle of the field, it's just
zone
all
no help.
Wide open, man.
It's killer.
Cover like, somebody.
He doesn't
please.
Have.
Please.
I mean, Eric Rose, you're two corner. I mean, he doesn't have talent. He doesn't. Like, Fitzpatrick's playing his last game down there, probably. Minka.
Can you cover?
Not Ryan. Minka.
Think about covering.
I don't think they can cover because
the
can't
middle
rush.
Of the field is just like, whoa. There's
yeah.
A lot of space in there.
The one to kill me is the throw to Williams because the kid, like, they dropped it. Yeah. But as he's dropping it, he's got 1 foot on the white because he didn't. He was running with a 3 yard cushion against the boundary. And he didn't look down to take a peek as
even
to where he was.
If he didn't catch it, he'd be out of bounds.
If he made the catch of the week, he would have been out of bounds because his first step was on the white. Like, that's stupid. Dumb.
Not looking for the ball when it's being thrown to you.
Stupid.
That's either stupid by the receiver or stupid by the quarterback. One way or another,
no,
stupid.
It's stupid by the back because it's a blitz, and you recognize I'm running the angle, and the whole middle of the field's vacated. He might just try and dump it to me. Turn and look for it. That's on the back. That's not on Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick's pick to Gilmore?
Oh!
That wasn't even in there.
It didn't was, make the montage.
It was a rub, and Van Noy blew the whole thing up. Because at the beginning, I go, oh, my God, because Van Noy just crushed the guy.
But when I watched that play, I thought, that's a guy who's given up.
Who?
Fitzpatrick.
A
little bit.
He was running out of bounds, and he just decided to flick it across
on,
his body
Joe.
Into the middle of the field.
He's like, ah, let's give it a try.
I don't care. You played.
So you knew Gilmore was gone before he even caught the ball. You're like, he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
You said that in the highlight.
So that's
because
a,
you saw it
that's
happening.
Such a risky play.
Gilmore saw.
That's such a dicey play to just flick that thing in there.
It was. He flicked it stupidly inside. But Van Noy.
Oh, what difference does it make?
The play wasn't there.
Van Noy foobarred the whole play.
It wasn't there.
It was supposed to be a rub, and Van Noy took out one guy. Gilmore recognized it. That guy's down. He's throwing it to this guy. It's coming underneath, and he undercut.
It wasn't there.
Of course it wasn't there.
And
you don't want to throw a pick
six.
And he
knew it. And he knew it.
No.
Because watch him. Because he hesitates. And he's like,
no quarter. No quarter.
Let's see if I can jam it in there. It's like a guy who's giving up on life. Oh, our team sucks.
No, I'm sorry. At the position, there's nothing worse in life than throwing a pick six.
He's like hoping
so deflating
that the Patriots don't notice.
Somehow I think Fitzpatrick's okay with throwing pick sixes. Something about his personality and his 15-year career, however long he's played. He doesn't get too upset throwing pick sixes. He's made a lot of money throwing pick sixes, though.
I know what he saw, but that ball was not going to make it there.
One of the most impressive things for me.
Too many guys in the area.
Collins goes like
very
this.
Very small
off.
Needle he's trying to
it's
thread.
It's too good of a defense, and there's too many guys there. And I know what he's looking at, and he knew better. He knows.
Where I know
he
that.
He knows that ball is not going to get there.
Certain teams just he's have like, oh, the no hell chance it. Against this defense. Because CBS the Jamie Collins pick, when he picked the ball off, his burst from completely standing still. No. To the CBS, 20 yards that he...
CBS slowed it down, Zoe. CBS slowed it down, and you can see in his eyes, like, right here. All right, let's do it.
He doesn't see Gilmore. Jesus.
It wasn't there, dude.
No, of course it's not there.
It's not there.
It's not there. He didn't see Gilmore. From that angle, he didn't see Gilmore. Because he had a guy outside him. Probably blocked his vision. Ooh, ugly.
It's a bad pick. I can watch this one all day. Woo! And he's gone.
What is that is outside? Whatever that is outside, he couldn't see.
It's like a shortstop that's getting the ball in the hole. He's going to throw it across his body to first base.
It's so bad. Rolling right, throwing back across his body to the middle of the field. What is this?
I can't believe that's his first pick six.
It's so bad.
Yeah, don't force that one. See ya.
It's like those drills they do in camp when the guy's like sitting back there and he waits for the coach to throw the ball and he just goes and takes it to the house.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, they do that to start the pregame all the time.
Yeah.
All the DBs go on the sideline. The coach stands 5 yards away and he fires the ball.
Yeah, Steve Belichick's throwing a ball. Yeah. It's like Steve Belichick throwing that pass.
It's great.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nice.
You were saying Van Noy.
It's Van Noy. That disrupted that whole play.
Yeah. I could watch this play all day.
We just might
watch it. This
You can hear the crack.
I know. We're not showing it to you on TV. We're just watching it in our monitor.
Do it again.
We're just watching it in our monitor here in our studio over and over and over again. Oh, it's so fun. Yeah. No shot of completing that.
Hurt? You know, bad that would hurt. Get hit like that when you just get
knocked
off your
rocker. I was just thinking that
boom!
Same thing.
Ow! Oh my god.
32. He takes that pump and bad boy. Oh,
Kenyon Drake.
Dude, you got me right in the shoulder rib thing.
Let's get to your call. 617-779-0985. Read and react at 1136.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Dead. 20. What? What?
He's dead, huh?
Why are you going to put it that way?
Well, I mean, died. Oh, he's alive. I've never been a Cars guy, but like, I like this song. There are selective songs I do like from the Cars.
Thanks, so.
I like this. It's good. Mix it in.
I don't like this band. I like this song. Dead. That's Zoe's review.
It's like Springsteen. Like, I don't like Springsteen, but I like some of the songs.
Let's see if we can get Hank back on the line.
Best friends.
And see if we got him in a better spot. Hank?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Hey. Oh, there we go.
Hank.
Loud and clear.
Oh,
how are
God.
You, Hank?
Hey, good. Thanks for coming back to me after I fumbled. Hey, I just want to talk about Cantonio. This Lambo leap after his touchdown, it doesn't flow in New England. I always remember Russ Francis.
Nope, disagree.
You disagree?
The stadium sucks, okay? There's 2 yards between the back end and that front wall. If he doesn't do that, he runs into that wall full speed. I will defend him on that. Now, if he catches a touchdown here and decides to run and jump up in a stanza, that's different.
Yeah, but you can see he cut his steps and he jumped.
Yeah, he had to. It's either that or come to a complete stop, blow your knee out, or run into the wall. What do you want to do? I talked about it prior to that on the broadcast. I have no clue how they're having a Super Bowl down here. Stadium's not built for it.
No, sure, exactly. I heard you saying that last week, how small it is.
It's too intimate.
Hank,
if you're running a go route in the back of the end zone, you're really literally running into the wall if you don't come to complete stop as soon as you leave the end zone.
Oh, all right. But, hey, then you got to get out of the stands, right? Is he groping? What the hell is he doing in there?
Well, you got to get a ticket, too. I mean, you need a wristband to get in that drinking spot.
Oh, yeah. What the hell's with those seats? You can just see the top of their heads and their eyes.
It's stupidity. The whole place down there, the whole setup makes no sense.
Well, I just want to, tell Cantonio, right? No celebrations.
Cantonio.
Like Russ Francis told us. Act like you've been in the end zone before.
Okay.
All right. Those are the words of advice from Russ Francis. Act like you've been in the end zone before. Those are the wise words of Russ Francis.
Bill could probably get him at practice.
He's had him there before?
Yeah. He can't.
Oh.
Russ is to have some issues. Oh. I don't think they can find Russ right now.
What do you mean?
Kind of gone off the reservation a little bit.
Really?
That's what I heard.
What do you mean?
I can't get into details on that, but he's just...
How so?
Sometimes you just lose.
Wait. Because that could mean a lot of things. Because in Foxborough, that could mean that he's, said something unfavorable about
Patriots,
which means you've gone off the reservation.
No, 100% no.
Oh, he's legitimately got some issues.
Yeah.
And they can't find him?
Well, they people kind of, I think, know where they are, but let's not bring him around. Never mind.
Okay.
I'll tell you during the break.
All right. David's in New Bedford on Stephen Guskowski shanking kicks left and right yesterday, literally left and right. What do you got?
Yes, good morning. My concern is it was a great game yesterday, but if we get into a close game either in the regular season or the playoffs, can you rely on Stephen Guskowski to kick an important field goal?
On a big kick? Yeah, I can. I mean, I just think he had a bad day yesterday. And I don't know if something's going on from a health standpoint or that field sucks.
There's something in Miami. There was a graphic up yesterday where he has had, I think, 3 games where he has missed both a field goal and an extra point in the same game. 2 of those were in Miami. And that field did suck yesterday.
So that's no excuse, though, for him, whether it be the field or the mental block of Miami.
But
when you're missing kicks that badly like he did yesterday, the first thing I think is there something health-related going on there?
I don't know. I don't know if it's health. I don't know if it's a hold. I don't know if it's the field.
I don't think it's the hold. It could be predicated on the whole swing and angle and hardly like the golf. Like if you got a bad back or knee, something, you can't get, you miss hit the ball. Those are miss hits, man. He'd be the first to tell you that.
It doesn't look like the hold, right?
No.
Because that is natural. People are bringing that up because there's a new holder.
It didn't look like he was pissed at Joe or didn't look like he was pissed at Bailey. Just boom, right to the sideline. It's not like, oh, why don't you
those are bad kicks, right? They're just bad kicks. Miss hits, bad kicks.
Correct.
It's something to do with him.
Yeah. Now,
something's off.
Go back to last week. That thing was so automatic every single time. And we thought it was going to be a concern based on the preseason. Remember when they cut Allen and, he gave him the strings one time and Bailey's not used to holding and all this. But I think they worked through that to where last week it was boom, boom, boom. Not a single price. He was dead middle last week. I mean, Miami played on the field the night before, the University of Miami. See, part of the problem down there, too, the middle gets chewed up a little bit. So now right away in your head, you're thinking, and this is part of the psychoanalyzation of kickers. If you go into it, Miami played last night. Did it rain? Did they pack the field down? Now, am I going to have to be more deliberate with that plant foot? Or can I let it slide a little? Should I wear longer spikes to have it dig in? Or can I just get away with my rake?
They're going to have a Super Bowl there.
Yep.
By the way.
If you play there, he will be your kicker in the Super Bowl. He isn't going anywhere. He is guaranteed.
What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah. How would you handle it?
I'd talk to the player and see how he's feeling. Like, is there something bugging you?
I got a plan.
What do you got?
If it's not health related, if it's not something going on, bring a kicker onto the practice squad. You don't replace him. You're not going to
really
want to
mess with him.
You're not going to find someone better. Everyone's like, get someone else.
I've done it to Brady.
All right. You're not going to get anybody better. But you can get someone on the practice squad. You can get in here and you can poke.
About that woman
fraud. No, I'm not bringing her in. She's got a long way to go before she is kicking on the NFL field.
Give her 10 steps.
You can't have a 10-yard run up to the ball.
Can you let her get the 10-yard run up?
I believe she could play in the NFL, but she's got some work to do before she gets
in. Because I had
people
pounding me on that last night, too. Thank you. Thanks, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a great thing to do.
Whatever.
Idiots.
I'd bring someone in that's available, who's got practice squad eligibility. I'd start looking at the undrafted free agent types, the kids, the younger ones. Yeah. Someone who you can put in practice, right? Create that competition. They just drafted a punter this year. Go for one of the younger kickers that has some eligibility to be on the practice squad. Use up one of those spots on that. Bring him in to start trying to develop your next guy. And then if he ends up being good, maybe down the road you have a new kicker. Not now, though. You're not going to find anything better.
He's your kicker.
No.
Just signed him up. It's too much guaranteed money there. And he'll work through it. He works hard. How's his headphones work? I'm cranked up, and you're not getting the reverb back.
That's better.
So I'm trying to help the show.
Better today.
Because they're jammed in your ears.
Better.
I'll jam something in your ear.
Paul in Rhode Island. Paul.
Hey, good afternoon or good afternoon, whatever. Listen,
good morning.
I like to talk about... Yeah, good morning. I like to talk about the kicking. I will not go for this bullshit of.
Yes.
Hey.
What kind of, would you like cow stuff, horse bleep, bull bleep? I'd go with the bull bleep. I don't know about you guys. Happy days to you people on the stream.
Wasn't even a late game.
Right? That one came out easy, man.
There's nothing to be angry about.
I won't stand for this.
I'm not going to take it anymore.
Wayne's in Rhode Island. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up, Zolak?
Hi, Wayne.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you guys happen to... I got a question about... I got a question about Gostkowski.
Yep.
What is
it? I mean, he's just missing everything all the time now. Is there another kicker that we can bring in?
That's not true. He was perfect last week. He was perfect in game one.
Well, if all the time...
A bad day yesterday.
If all the time...
All right. He's missing everything all the time
he
now.
He didn't miss everything, but he missed three kicks.
My second point is, did you guys happen to catch the roast last night for Alec Baldwin?
No, what does that have to do with... No,
no, you know what I did, though? You know what I did?
Goodbye.
Speaking of Alec Baldwin, Beetlejuice is one of the movies on the plane. So I started to watch that, and I'm like, wow, that did not look like Alec Baldwin. He looked like Billy Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a different person.
Did he get fat? Like, that's one thing, not to fat shame him, but, you don't want to go back and watch your old movies where, wow, you look really good there, dude. Beetlejuice, weird movie.
I love Beetlejuice.
No.
It was Beetlejuice was ahead of its time.
I don't know about you there, hey, girls.
It's weird.
Say it, Beetlejuice.
Hardy, you're on Instagram.
Yeah.
So is not. I was in Home Depot last week.
Mm.
They have an inflatable sand snake that stands about 12.
Wow, for Halloween?
How much? $180.
What
do you mean, like Beetlejuice?
From Beetlejuice.
No, they don't.
It's like 12,
Michael Keaton one.
12 feet tall and probably the bottom of it because the snake's down and the base of it's probably like 10 feet wide.
Yeah, neighborhood now. You got to get it.
I was this close to being like, yeah, we could slap that on the Home Depot card.
You put
I'd say that's
without my wife noticing.
You put it in your kitchen.
I'd say that's about 40 bucks over my impulse purchase.
It's probably it's like $80 over the impulse purchase because $100 and less, you're like, I'm in.
99?
Yeah, $99. Yes, I'm in. Oh, I don't even think twice, but at 180, you're like, ugh.
They do that
for
to me, too.
For like 3 weeks out of the year.
I think I'm at 119. I feel like 119,
even then,
I can be convinced,
but you're like, 180 plus tax.
Ugh, I know. That doesn't. Nope, you're bordering that lunacy right there.
Yeah, getting stupid.
I do the same thing when
you're
I go into Lowe's.
Stupid.
Because they have that damn Santa globe. You know, with the thing, and it's same thing. I'm thinking, it's got to be $69.
I posted the picture. Go check it out. It's awesome looking.
Polar bear helicopter.
I so badly wanted to get it.
The polar bear helicopter one, too. It's a good one.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
way over 100.
Right at the top of the list.
Right over 100.
Read and React is coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's time to read.
I go with the specialty ones with just the berries.
And react.
Sorry, I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah.
With Solak and Bertrand.
I got the prosciutto and I got the wine. Okay, now we can eat.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Prosciutto.
The prosciutto.
I mean, like, in all seriousness, you know, like, you guys do that football fix. Like, that's a show that you could sell. There's so much room for content out there. Like, we're just watching the Patriots post game on NBC Sports Boston. They have their own set. Just imagine if, like, Derek anchored a show, like a football show.
Derek. We're going to talk about week two.
Derek.
And
Ken and Lowell.
Let's throw it to Ken, who's on remote in Lowell.
Lorraine.
Yes.
Yep. For culinary tips.
You could do it on Skype. Lorraine could stay right there on her Lazy Boy. Telling you,
we might need to do
There's
our own.
There.
We might need to do our own network.
You don't think these people here could sell it? I'll give that to Moscatel in a second.
The off-air show. it's gonna supplant the off-air show at Patriots. 6 p.m. on the 98.5 The Sports on Facebook page.
We'll call it the little bit off-air show.
A little bit off-air.
On the horn.
On the
not
horn.
Around the horn.
Not
the
around
horn.
It.
On the horn.
Blow that horn.
I like a little bit off-air show.
Yeah, blow that horn.
Three.
And you're lucky he saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
he tried so hard yesterday mm-hmm. not to. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, the Colts beat the Titans 19-17, but Adam Vinatieri missed two more extra points. Oof. So rumors that he's going to retire today. Here's Jim Irsay talking about it as only he can.
I know all our fans like I hurt.
I didn't know what he's going to say.
We're going to need something for the pain.
I know you're trying to sound smart, but it's actually me. All of fans like me.
I know all our fans like I hurt with Adam because no one hurts more than Adam does, and it breaks my heart to see it because I know how hard he works. So, of course, it's a concern. I mean, I can't lie to you guys. I mean, anyone would tell you it's a concern. Adam, Coach, Chris, everyone, me. I mean, yeah, it's a concern. I mean, this league is professional football. I mean, look it. We all have to produce. It's the expectation is to win when you're professional, and so we got to figure out where we're at there, and see what Coach and Chris thinks the best direction, and I know Adam will be the most self-honest person of all, so we'll just see where we're at.
What? Why is he speaking?
I don't know.
Like, where's your PR team? Get the owner and make sure he's nowhere around when the press comes in. You could clear him. You're allowed to do that. I've seen people do that. We had Adam Vinatieri on Super Bowl week. Sat down with us on Radio Row, pumping his ranch and everything. I said, give him one more shot. You know, he's like, yeah, team's going to be pretty good. Andrew Luck, just comeback player of the year. That's a team that was supposed to be in contention this year, and I can understand why he was going to give it another go. But now with Luck being down and maybe something physically wrong with him.
Hurt with Adam because no one hurts more than Adam does. And
I
offered him something to help with the pain.
That's inside.
Multiple remedies for him, elixirs, my own concoctions.
Come on, he's his own man. Something real nice to keep this career going. By the way, Mike Florio reports that Adam Vinatieri is obviously leaning toward retirement. However, the Colts want him to stay. They're not throwing in the towel. The final decision is expected this afternoon.
Oh. Don't be taking cheap shots at my center.
All right, Tommy.
React. Oh, God.
Oh, we got that tonight again at Little Gravity.
Oh, we sure do.
All right, Tom. The Rams beat the Saints 27-9, rematch of the NFC Championship.
Oh, did they cover?
The Rams?
Rams. They most certainly did.
Oh, yeah, they did.
How'd we do on the picks, Jim?
Are we official on that?
3 out of 4. So lost last night. Falcons comeback.
Killed us. Freaking Falcons.
Unbelievable. All right. Boy,
listen, we're 7 out of 8 picking NFL games this year, though. So
what?
Then why
it's,
the,
it's, no. it's netted us exactly
nothing.
You got
to listen to win money.
Well, why would you listen to Bankroll,
why?
Boys?
We're over. We haven't won anything.
If everyone bet 100 bucks on every game we bet this week, this year, every game we picked,
put 100 on, put 100 on every single game, and we are raking money.
Maybe we should start doing that. Anyway, another controversy. Cam Jordan fumble return for a touchdown was called back because of an inadvertent whistle.
Tangway would love this.
Cam Jordan talked about it after the game.
I mean, I didn't even hear the whistle. I grabbed the ball 15, 20 yards down, and allegedly a whistle was blown. Clearly, I mean, a whistle was blown. Where normally you let the play happen, any footlocker, I mean, referee, usually tells you you let the play happen, and then you go back and review the play.
They got effed again. Unbelievable.
Was he about to? Was he about to say any footlocker employee? I mean, referee.
Did you hear? Did you hear last night on the halftime show? I was watching that, and Tirico's going to Dungy and to Rodney Harrison about Al Riveron, and Dungy said it's a bad bleeping rule. And they said, well, Al Riveron, it's tough on those guys to make it. And then Rodney goes, that's what he gets paid for. That's what he makes all the money for. You make the tough decisions.
What did they do wrong?
What's that?
They didn't do anything wrong. The referee blew the whistle.
They're talking about the referees and Al Riveron and the whole head thing. Like,
right. The referee on the field screwed up. It wasn't Riveron that time, right? They're supposed to let those plays play out, right? They're supposed to let the turnovers play out, and then they can review the turnover and overturn it the other way.
Hey, Patriots got nailed a couple times yesterday on that pick play and that stuff. That's a good thing for the Patriots moving forward.
Why?
Because Kansas City makes a living on it. And if that's what they're looking for, Kansas City better come up with some new offense.
You want the Patriots to shy away from using the pick play?
No.
I don't either.
I don't, because that's
keep
how
using
you,
it, maybe.
Can we have Ryan Izzo shy away from using the pick play, though?
Yes. He's like Buzz Lightyear out there.
Did Gordon get called on the other one?
Yes.
That was so ticky-tack.
That was the overturned one by review.
See, Gordon's so big, and he tried to jump out of the way. You know, he's trying to avoid. That was a bang-bang one. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
That one was
that
closer.
Should have never been played.
Izzo's was there.
Jesus. Well, the real news from
that one was bad.
The real news from the Saints-Rams game was Drew Brees. Here's and last night he was saying he didn't know he's going to stay in L.A. Ian Rappaport has the latest this morning.
I'm told Brees is expected to be out about 6 weeks, which leaves the team with Teddy Bridgewater, who's paying more than $7 million per year as their starting quarterback going forward. It sounds like at least the next 6 weeks. The next step for Brees is to figure out who is going to actually do the surgery on his thumb and how long he's out. There's a couple different options as far as who's going to do the surgery, and there's also a couple different options as far as the actual procedure that may alter the time frame. Either way, the Saints are not going to have their future Hall of Fame quarterback for more than a month now, and the other question is, do they end up putting him on injured reserve, designating him to return, filling his roster spot with their backup quarterback?
Yes, I would. I would. If that's 6 weeks on it, give him an extra 8, give him an extra 2. Because you're going to deal with numbness.
And it's a
you're
ligament.
Deal with screws getting used to your bone.
That feels like a pretty complicated thing he's going to go into.
You're going to deal with atrophy, and your whole game is predicated on how you squeeze that football? Oh.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason not to put him on the list with designation return. He's gone. He's gone for 5-6 weeks minimum.
Yeah,
I mean,
put him on.
Quick question, though. Quick question. Why are they paying a backup $7 million?
When they're paying that guy 30. Oh,
if they could
God.
Only muster up 3 field goals yesterday.
I don't know. I was shocked to hear that. I almost lost it right there. $7 million for that guy.
Mayonnaise, you know, whitey, and all those things.
See, when they do the cooking part of the show, and Lorraine talks about making nachos and sandwiches, Derek has opinions on the mayonnaise.
Crunch berries with mayonnaise on top.
All berries. Steelers lost to the Seahawks 28-26. Ben Roethlisberger left with an elbow injury.
Older quarterback.
Mike Tomlin talked about it after the game.
Here we go.
We had a number of injuries. I'll outline those.
Of course you
Is
will.
Is he required to?
No.
No.
Ben had an elbow injury to his right elbow. Is being evaluated. He wasn't able to return. Vince Williams got a hamstring injury. He wasn't able to return. James Conner's knee is being evaluated. Chickalo has got plantar fasciitis.
Chickalo? That kid's a gigolo, that Chickalo.
Chickalo.
Chickalo has plantar fasciitis.
What's he sitting out there with Bowser snapping his fingers? Hey, we're a couple of chickalos. just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. So
still need to be evaluated, and Sean Davis got a shoulder injury that's being evaluated. We lost a number of guys in this game, but that wasn't the reason why we didn't win this game. We were fully capable with the guys that were on the field. We didn't make enough plays, to be quite honest with you. We didn't play clean enough, particularly in some moments. We got to get better.
He is a special, special flower. He sure really is.
Ben Roethlisberger snapped his ulnar collateral ligament.
Ben had an elbow injury to his right elbow. Is being evaluated.
It was a non-contact injury. It's probably very, very bad. No one has asked me. I'm not required to tell you anything, but I would expect him to miss at least 3 weeks, and quite possibly he's going to retire. You can take all bets off the board for the Steelers doing anything in the AFC this season. Next question.
We've got a statement. We got a statement from...
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Got Read and React breaking news. Mike Tomlin's statement that just hit on Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger had an MRI on his right elbow Sunday evening. It was determined by the Steelers medical team that surgery will be required.
Oh, boy.
We expect the surgery will be scheduled for this week. He will be placed on our reserve injured list. He is out for the season.
Wow.
From the Steelers just now. That just dropped in the middle of us talking about that story. There you go.
Who's the backup in Pittsburgh?
Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph. The year.
They just traded their third string to the Jacksonville.
You knew it was bad. Zoe didn't even know because I told him about it this morning, catching him up on everything from yesterday.
Well, the outstanding Miami press box. Good luck, Super Bowl week.
I'm like, Zoe, let's get you caught up on things from yesterday since you were traveling and you were on the road.
And I was held in the box in Miami with no monitor. Sorry.
I'm like, here's the Roethlisberger injury, and it's non-contact, and it's no bueno.
It didn't look good.
No.
It did not look good.
No. His elbow fell apart. Done for
wow, that is awful for Pittsburgh.
Roethlisberger done for the year.
0-2,
0-2, and now they don't have a quarterback, so they're out.
I had them winning the North.
Not anymore. You don't.
Nope.
Now let's see this Rudolph kid. Let's give him a chance.
Let's not.
You know what?
Third and nine coming up.
React.
You got to be fair to Rudolph. Don't be bullying him. Rub that dirt off his nose.
That's Rudolph is terrible. They can draft his replacement.
He's got a
first round next year.
Him.
This could be the end of Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I don't think now, but he doesn't want to go out.
Do they tank for Tua?
They might.
This is similar to the Peyton Manning situation.
Right,
Manning didn't play any games that year, but
I'm off to the right start.
Would you tank in general?
I'm going to try to help you here with this Tua stuff because you were as giddy as a schoolboy with this this Tua stuff the last 2 years.
It's not just me.
Nobody's tanking for Tua.
Did you see the Dolphins game yesterday?
Yeah.
What do you think they're doing?
I think he would get freaking crushed there. I wouldn't throw him to the wolves there. I don't know if you can play at the next level.
I'll tell you why they can't start tanking now. It's got to be an institutional, organizational tanking before the season even begins. It's too late to start tanking.
617-779-0985. Patriots win big yesterday, 43-0. They blow out the Dolphins to move to 2-0. More on that Roethlisberger story and more on Antonio Brown. There are new allegations today, and his accuser will meet with the NFL. All that on the way with more of your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
One too many times. 617-779-0985. man. Let's get back to your calls.
Oh, someone like you.
They're not British. They're definitely not British.
No.
The Cars?
Yeah.
No, in fact, they were formed in Boston.
Oh, he looks like a Brit. Like a, one of them over there.
He looks like a Brit.
Was he tall with the like crazy hair? Not real.
He's married to Paulina Poroskova. He's not real good looking. Up until like the last couple of years, they were married.
So he's the rock and roll. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good call. Excellent call.
Looks like a Brit.
Wouldn't put him with that woman. Yeah.
No.
Interesting.
Let's go to Chris, who's in Plainville. Chris,
how you doing, guys?
Hey. Hi.
Listen, I was watching the game yesterday, and I had I saw something that was scratching my head.
You saw something scratching in your head?
I saw something that made me scratch my head. Bill chose to throw the red flag on the touchdown. I believe it was Sony Michel in the third quarter. I'm not quite sure. And, you know, it ended up being second and goal when all was said and done. But I just thought it was a
He had a false start after it. He had a false start after it. I don't know. I mean, I didn't see any evidence to where his knee was down prior to that football not crossing that front edge of the goal line.
It just it felt weird because they were up by a certain amount of points. You know, it felt unnecessary.
Well, it's a touchdown. So why not? Why not challenge it? Who knows if you're going to get in the next two or three plays? They eventually did, but
I mean, I would put the chances at very high that they would get in the next two or three plays.
Extremely high. Yeah.
Word. Thanks, guys.
Word up. Right. Yeah.
John is in Attleboro. Hi, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So earlier you were talking about, you know, possibility of maybe there being a beef between B-Flo and Bill and why he would have run up the score and maybe, you know, was Bill working on things or, you know, keep the foot on the gas pedal. But I have another theory. What if B-Flo talked to Bill during the week and said, hey, you know, I'm trying to create something here. I'm trying to get a message across. Don't let up, please. You know, keep going.
Huh.
Is that possible?
There are people that do, you know, have those type of things that turn you on. You know, like just, you know, yeah, just make it nasty. Beat me down. No, zero chance. If anything, there's a guy by the name of Minkah Fitzpatrick there, and you have a relationship with the head coach. You know? I mean, you get two aging safeties. I wouldn't think it was that crazy if the deal was done between the Patriots and Minkah Fitzpatrick. Does he fit into what you do and what you would like to continue to do? I would say yes. Brian's going to tell him, yeah, just step on our throats and then, like, cut the head off. Don't bleed us out. Just cut the whole head off. Yeah. Then stab us in the eye and then pour some salt in it. Yeah. Thank you, sir. May I have another.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. May I have another. Consecrated.
Good. We have our answer on that. Thank you very much. Plenty of promo material there too, Hardy, in case you weren't paying attention to that.
Cut the whole head off.
Wow. Cut it all off. All off. No commercials here. Just the headlines. There is breaking news out of Pittsburgh as it relates to the Steelers. Hardy will tell you about that, and we'll go right back to your calls in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.